You're listening to The Wholeness Podcast with Melissa Catherine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Wholeness Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Catherine, intuitive coach specializing in mindset mastery and committed to bringing you back to wholeness, the truth of who you were before you ever thought you were less than, whether it's due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or challenges in life. So many of us have limiting beliefs that we somehow aren't enough, and I'm here to tell you it's just not true. As a leader in transformation, having been a coach for almost a decade, with a background as a nutritionist, fitness expert, and hypnotherapist, I specialize in emotional and mindset mastery, with a spiritual connection to support you in living your best life in a body that you love. Listen each week to receive expert guidance, live coaching, and have your questions answered. It's time for you to have wholeness now. Hey guys, I'm really excited. Today's episode is helping you to understand delay tactics. So delay tactics are something from a psychological standpoint that the mind does to keep you exactly where you are. I'm receiving so many messages, especially with COVID and everything else going on, around, you know, feeling stuck and feeling stagnant in your current situation. And also really getting frustrated with the message that I've been receiving is frustration within oneself about not moving forward. And what I want to tell you is this, and whenever I share, there are certain things that I share with my clients and my community that are like, where they're like, oh my God, I've never heard this before. And I'm like, okay, I know I need to share this in an episode and reach this information with as many people as possible, because the more that you know, the more you know, right? You can't do anything unless you're aware. And it's through awareness that we change. So first and foremost, number one, invest in your wholeness, not your brokenness. You are not broken. You do not have issues. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. Any self-development work, any healing work, any therapy that you go to, any coaches that you have, any programs you decide to do, any retreats you go on, anything of that nature, books that you read, podcasts that you listen to, this one in particular, it is not because anything is wrong with you. So really notice your stories. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. You don't need to be fixed. We are just enhancing what's already amazing about you and bringing you back to the truth of who you are before you ever thought you were less than, before things were projected onto you, before society, culture, any limitations came into your space and being, right? And what happened is those cemented in an identity. And now they're on repeat as stories that you have. So what I really want to empower you with today as we go into delay tactics is please, please make a mental note of how often you complain. Make a note of what you repeat on the reg, as we would say. What are you repeating every day? Is it that, oh, this is, you know, it's just so hard for me to lose weight. It's just so hard for me. Life is hard for me. I'm always so isolated. COVID's been challenging. There's no jobs in the market, right? Like, just notice what you're saying, because what you're saying is creating either for you or against you. So watch your words. Delay tactics come in, and many will message me, and as I had shared, about feeling stuck, which is why I've been doing a lot of videos recently about how to get out of being stuck and how to really understand the mind. So if you want to get any of those quick hits and tidbits, follow me on TikTok, follow me on my IG Reels. They're all there, right? And it's like that fast information, those 15 seconds, essentially, of, you know, little bits of things that you can do and be mindful of that will make a big impact on you, right? And so one of the things that I share in delay tactics are many will repeat over and over, I don't have any time, delay tactic. I'm overwhelmed, delay tactic. I don't have the money, delay tactic. Those that perpetually need to plan but never actually get into action, planning's a delay tactic. I need to research some more. I need to go back to school again. I need to get another credential behind my name. It's all delay tactics, delaying you from really believing that you're worthy now of having the thing that you want. Because if you believed you were worthy now and you had no fears of failure, and there were no preconceived notions of past experience, then you would not sit and tell yourself that you're overwhelmed all the time. So when you repeat stories of overwhelm, you go into overwhelm. When you repeatedly say, I don't have enough time, you're creating not enough time. When you sit and tell yourself a story that you need to have more credentials, you then perpetually are a student and never actually start the business, apply for the job, do the thing that you've been wanting to do that's on your heart, that's been calling you, right? So what are delay tactics? Why do they come up and how do we get around them? Well, delay tactics are created by the mind. The mind is set up for survival. It's always going to keep you exactly where you are. As I always say, you can never outthink yourself of a negative state. Many of you try to think, why do I feel this way? Why am I the way that I am? Why? It's all because of this person. It's all because of my mom. It's all because of my dad. If I didn't have this childhood, if this didn't happen to me, if my husband or my partner didn't do this, if I was never cheated on, right? So in essence, what matters is this very moment. It doesn't matter what happened before this. It didn't matter what happened last year, next year, 20,000 next year. That's not a thing. I know, but it sounded good. It just kind of came out like 20 years ago, right? What matters is this moment. The only thing you can actually control is this moment. The future, you have no control over, but this moment can help get you to where you want to be, or it could take you backwards. Which one do you want it to be, right? So I say this to you because I really want you to understand and start to identify what are your delay tactics. What are the things that constantly keep you? Is it food? Is it your weight? Oh, well, I can't do that until I lose weight. I'm not getting on any dating sites until I lose this weight. I'm not going to apply for that job until I lose this weight. I'm not going to start my, I can't help people and be a weight loss coach when I haven't perfected my weight. I haven't, right? Like, what are those stories for you? Now, delay tactics come up often when you are about to break through and taking inspired action towards something that you want. And it's often when you sit there and can be referred to as, I'm just kind of spinning, not really doing. I know this is something that I want, but I'm not moving forward to it with it. I know this is something that I want, but I'm not doing it. Look at what your actions are. And that is a clear indicator of your delay tactics. Many women will see, more so than men in this area, that they start cleaning things out. They start doing the dishes. They start doing random things around the house as opposed to the things that they really need to do and get done, right? So you can call this different forms of procrastination, but in essence, it's all a delay tactic that your mind strategically sets up because it wants to keep you in the exact space, time, and place that you are in. I'm going to repeat this again. Your mind will never take you to where you want to be. Your mind will always keep you where you are. Your mind will not and does not know new experiences. You train your mind. You train your mind. There's a quote that I always say. It's my own quote. A quiet mind is a trained mind. Why do I say that? Because when you actually take time to be in quiet, when you take time to cultivate a relationship with yourself, to be with your thoughts, you're no longer running from your thoughts. You no longer are in fear of what you'll find. You no longer are in disconnection from you because there's aspects of you that you aren't moving forward with. Really understand that when we don't want to be connected to ourselves, it's because we have shame around something. Think about it this way. Do you ever notice when you were in school and you'd study for something, you'd look forward to going to class? You couldn't wait to go to class. You wanted to raise your hands. You wanted to share what you knew. You were excited, right? Or that meeting, or when you actually did the things that you were supposed to do, you couldn't wait to go. There was no resistance. There was no hesitation. You're a part of a book club. You read the book. You're not like, oh my God, I don't want to go. I didn't read the book and everybody's going to know, right? You're prepared. So when you aren't actually actioning what your heart, what your soul has been calling you to, when you aren't actually doing the things that you know are going to move you forward, i.e. if you want to release weight, but you still keep overeating, right? Then of course you're going to be afraid to get on the scale, or you're not going to want to go to that doctor's appointment, or you're not going to want to see your family, right? And you're definitely not going to want to get into a quiet space with yourself or look at yourself in the mirror because you are masked with shame, right? If you're struggling with money, but you've been avoiding your bank account and you're not managing your money right, then when you have to go and meet with your CPA or it's tax time, you're going to have heightened anxiety. You're going to have shame around it. You're going to have guilt around it, right? So we don't, it's very similar to being in our bodies. When we have that in our, feel like we have wronged ourselves. We have energetically slapped ourselves across the face and said, I'm not doing the thing that you're asking me to do. I've been, right? And you're kind of like, your intuition's been guiding you going, I just keep telling you to get up in the morning and work out. I just keep telling you to please start putting time into managing your money. It's important. And then something catastrophic happens and you're like, I should have listened to that calling within me. So when we don't want to commune with ourselves, to be with ourselves, we are in a rejection of ourselves. And it's essentially hiding from oneself. And this is why many struggled with COVID, because all of the other distractions, all the busyness, all of the things that we generally can lose ourselves in, so that we don't have to be with the discomfort of what's actual our reality, what's going on within us. We don't have to actually deal with the relationship that isn't working. We don't have to deal with the child that's been acting out. We don't have to deal with, oh, finally losing weight or looking at ourselves and looking at what are those ways in which I have not been kind to myself or not really being in my healthiest self and taking care of me. And everything got illuminated and it created mass discomfort, right? This is why many turn to food, COVID-15, right? And also turn to alcohol and turn to excess in a lot of ways, right? And so I share this with you because the mind, again, will always want to keep you where you are. So if you've been feeling stuck, if you've been feeling in stagnation, please, I encourage you to make a list of what are those delay tactics for you? What are your stories of woe that you have on repeat? And are you committed to letting them go? Are you committed to taking action on the things that you know that you want? Are you committed to showing up for you? Are you committed to being the you that you know is inside of you? It's that, it's releasing those. So instead of complaining about the delay tactics, just go, I see you. And I'm going to choose to do something instead. I see you. And I don't need to climb the mountain today. I just need to put one foot in front of the other. I just need to take that next step. I just need to allow myself to trust myself and trust and know that I am worthy now, that I am whole now, that I am perfect now, that there is nothing outside of me and everything is in me. And release the judgment, release the shame, release the guilt, and give yourself a new slate. Again, all you have is this present moment. And what it is that you want to do in that moment. So I hope that this speaks with you today. I hope that you will take this on. I'm loving giving you guys bite-sized tips and hearing what you're doing with this and how many are putting these into action and seeing results very quickly. So this has been really, really powerful for me to see just how these bite-sized chunks of awareness plus inspired action is supporting you in getting your desired result. Thank you so much for being here for another episode of the Wholeness Podcast. If you like and want more of me, make sure to follow me on TikTok at Melissa Catherine, period Catherine, and at Instagram, on Instagram at Melissa, period Catherine, for reels, my Cosmic Tea IG Lives with Dr. Olivia Audrey, to all of the videos that I do. I do about anywhere from 3 to 5 reels a day with bite-sized information for you on all things wholeness. And I do the same on Instagram, from inspiration to motivation to education. You get it all, and you get it all with me there. And you also get a day in the life with me and all of my stories. And if you want more support like this for free, join my wholeness group on Facebook. I'd love to see you there. Introduce yourself, and we will approve you and bring you in. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next week on the Wholeness Podcast.
Thank you for joining me today. If this podcast episode was super helpful for you, please share with your friends, guys. Sharing is caring. What would mean the world is an awesome review on iTunes. Simply click and give your 5-star review so I can keep bringing you great content to support you in shining bright, playing big, and living as your most beautiful, authentic, and powerful self in a body you love. This show doesn't stop here, so join our exclusive and private Facebook community called Wholeness with Melissa Catherine. Simply ask to join to receive endless complimentary videos, monthly Facebook lives exclusive for this community, and be a part of an awesome, sacred, safe space of incredible, like-minded women just like you, where you can feel heard, express, and receive additional guidance. And I have something else that's incredible for you this month. So if you've been struggling to understand why you sabotage the things that you want, girl, this is my zone of genius and this is what I do. So I have created a quiz for you based off of my international best-selling book called Eat Right for Your Archetype. This quiz is going to help you to identify which archetype you are so you can break free from self-sabotage to release weight and step into your power in life. So this is so much more. Even if you don't have to release weight, this is about being healthy, and your health and wellness is what empowers you to your greatness. So simply head on over to melissacatherine.com/quiz to take that quiz today, and you will receive your results right away, right in your inbox. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And I will see you in the next episode.